Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hold on. I need a drink and then we'll start. that's better. Okay, go ahead.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Forget forking over your Earth coins to buy them from Williams-Sonoma. Now you can bake your own Baby Yoda barfable space macaroons, like the one seen on The Mandalorian. Director Jon Favreau joined YouTube cooking and baking show Binging with Babish, and Babish got some inspiration. We'll show you how to make, and probably ruin, these vanilla raspberry treats right there at home. Also, what you're seeing Baby Yoda eat is just the cookie part, no filling, weirdo. NASA nerds got a little worried recently that an asteroid had taken up orbit around the Earth and what that could mean, until they got a little telescope time and realized the feared space crag was actually a rocket body from the 60s that dances between orbiting the Sun and Earth when we go by at the right time. Whew, it's only our own garbage. What a relief. And finally, congrats to the octopus! You are the world's most flexible animal! Researchers studied how they use their arms to stretch and twist and pull and stuff, and are excited to be able to make better robots. Who are these researchers? Spider-Man villains?
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
What a time to be alive. Hearing about the octopods being the most flexible animal in the ocean makes me think of the Seattle Aquarium a bunch. I don't know what my wife's beef is with it. She doesn't like the Seattle Aquarium. It weirds her out, right? It's not the Seattle Aquarium, all of them. It's tough to, like, really get excited about animals in cages. I get it. But one of the coolest parts, and maybe saddest, was the octopus tank that they have inside. I love that the octopus is so flexible that you have to be, like, super, super careful it doesn't sneak out, because it'll, like, slip under a door. It could squeeze through anything. It could change its shape so much that it's really quite the escape artist. I remember I went with my buddy Brian over, like, winter break a few years ago. We went and saw that movie. Oh, what is it? It has Christian Bale, and he, like, played, like, a kind of a sleazy dude. He beefed up a little bit. And then it's got Bradley Cooper, The Hustle, American Hustle. American Hustle! Hey, I got there! All right! Then after that, we went to the Seattle Aquarium. We did the Bang Bang of entertainment. And I walked out wanting everything octopus-related. So to find out that they're limbo experts and would make excellent the robot part is scary. Because octopi, right, are scary enough as it is with their arms and suction cup. And they're like, can you imagine if one of those, like, suction to your face? And then if it was a robot with lasers, oh boy. I think I watched too much Terminator 2 as a kid, and that's why I'm so afraid of robots killing me. I should be more afraid of them, like, slowly killing us by taking all the jobs and replacing us and leaving us all hungry and starving while only the few people that own the robots come out on top. Oh, that sounds like a very realistic situation we could find ourselves in, and pretty quick. Well, that's depressing. Let's move on to getting the hell off this planet, and perhaps taking a little space vacation. It feels like it could be more realistic for you and I to be able to pull it off.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
With funding secured, Space Perspective looks to lift humans to the edge of orbit using a pressurized, tear-shaped, upside-down cabin suspended below giant balloons. And it's not unreasonable. Thought to cost you just over six figures. It'll take test flights as soon as next year. It was either that or suck up all the helium and make years worth of TikToks. Tough choice. Let's go a step further. Elon Musk says he's confident SpaceX will land a human on Mars by 2026.
Does he say if it'll be a living human or just a frozen brittle corpse?
Or if indeed alive, will they be able to leave and return home? In all seriousness, they're going to test the rocket that they want to use as soon as tomorrow, having it take off, fly about 10 miles, and then land. And finally, earlier this week, we talked about how fusion reactors on Earth had achieved a heat of 7 times the core of the sun. And now Scientific American just dug up a headline from the 60s, the 1860s, where scientists admitted to doubting that the sun was indeed powered by a belly full of coal.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
That coal thing to me is very interesting because they're like certain until the 1860s that the sun is definitely full of coal. And someone's like, it would only last for 5,000 years if that's the case, based on our measurements. And I'm like, how do you even... I'm not questioning the validity of being able to measure it. I'm trying to understand how you even decide to measure it, like how that even goes. You're like, okay, well, first we got to study it enough to understand possibly how big it is. And then we got to figure out how hot that might be. And then, like, if it's full of coal, how many pieces of coals is that? And then how long would it take to burn all that based on our estimations here on Earth? And how do we transfer that to how it would work in space? And you keep going on and on, right? Now we could do the amount of math, sickening amount of math, to be like, this fusion reactor in the K-Star reactor in South Korea is 7 times hotter than the center of the sun. How could you possibly fucking know that? Pardon my language. But at the same time, like, I can't do enough math to balance or, like, to make the right cut in a piece of wood, and I'm just trying to measure on a measuring stick. What do you call that? A pocket ruler. Measuring tape. I'm trying to use a measuring tape, and I can't even get that right. Let alone they're like, well, the Earth is moving at this speed, and so if it's doing that, then and it weighs approximately this, the gravitational pull of the sun, which is made of helium, now, hydrogen, and we're pretty certain of that, and hydrogen weighs, and like, how do you know all of that and then make it work? Because my brain doesn't work like that. But also, I'm a giant idiot doing radio in his bedroom talking to himself right now, asking questions that no one can answer. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,